The third day of the blessed month of Bauna, the construction of the first church of St. George in the cities of Burma and Myanmar in the oases. On this day, the first church in the name of St. George was built in Egypt in the city of Myanmar in the oases. Also consecrated on this day was a church in the name of St. George in the city of Burma in the district of Tanta. For after the death of Diocletian, the emperor of the Roman Empire, who hated Christians, and then the reign of the righteous Emperor Constantine, all the temples of the idols were destroyed. Churches were built after the name of the heroic martyrs who strived with their blood to defend the faith. Some Christian soldiers in the land of Egypt had donated a piece of the land where the city of Burma is now located. One of them was a righteous and meek young man who lived on a piece of this land with some of the farmers. In this area, there was a well of water. This young man heard of the wonders of the great among the martyrs, St. George. He searched until he found his biography. He copied it, and it comforted him to read it, which he did without boredom. When he would stand praying on the evening of the 24th of the month of Bashans, he saw that an assembly of saints had come down beside the well. They were praising God and chanting with angelic voices. They were surrounded by heavenly light, and he was astounded. One of them, who was in the uniform of a soldier, came forward and informed him that he was George, who was martyred at the hands of Diocletian. George ordered the young man to build a church for him on that site, for that was the will of God. The assembly left him and raised up to heaven while they were glorifying the Most High. The young man spent that night awake until morning. A few days passed during which he was thinking about how he could build this church, knowing that he did not have the money for a small piece of it. One night, while he stood praying, the great martyr, St. George, appeared to him. The saint pointed out to him the place to build the church, and then he directed the young man to another place and told him, "Dig here, and you shall find what you need to build the church." When he woke up in the morning, he went where the honorable martyr had directed him. He dug there and found a vessel filled with gold and silver. He praised God and glorified his patron saint. He built the church and called the father of the patriarch who consecrated it on this day. The relics of St. George that were kept in his church in the city of Myanmar in the oasis were relocated to the monastery of Anbasamrul by its monks. That was during the days of St. Abba Matthäus, the 87th Patriarch, and the monastery was under the direction of Father Zachary Ibn El-Komos and Father Solomon El-Kalamuni. During the papacy of Pope Gabriel, the 88th Patriarch, the relics of the saint were relocated to this well-known church in Old Cairo. That was on the 16th of Abib, in the Coptic year 1240, or July 10th, in the year 1024 AD. A great celebration takes place annually where the church was built beside the water well to commemorate this venerable event. There, many signs of casting out of evil spirits and healing of the sick take place with the intercession of this great martyr. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The departure of Saint Martha of Egypt. On this day also, the ascetic and fighter Saint Martha departed. She was born in the city of Misr, or Cairo, to wealthy Christian parents. She loved fornication and unchastity in her youth, and her works became known. However, the mercy of God from above encompassed her, and moved her to go to the church that was on the Nativity of our Lord. When she came to its door and wished to go inside, the servant delegated to watch the door told her, "It is not right for you to go into the holy church, for you know what you are." A confrontation took place between them, and when the bishop heard the clamor, he came to the door of the church to see what had happened. When he saw the girl, he said to her, "Do you not know that the house of God is holy, and only the pure enter it?" She wept, and she said, "Accept me, O Father, for I am repentant from this instant, and have decided not to go back to my sin." The bishop replied, "If that is true what you have said, go and bring back here all your silk clothes and gold ornaments." She went quickly and brought back all of her clothes and jewelry and gave them to the bishop. He ordered that they be burned immediately, and then he shaved off the hair of her head. He put on her the monastic garb and sent her to one of the convents. She fought a great spiritual fight, and she frequently said in her prayers, "O Lord, if I could not bear the disgrace from the servant of your house, so please do not put me to shame before your angels and saints." She continued the spiritual fight for 25 years, during which she did not go out the door of the convent. She then departed in peace. May her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The Martyrdom of St. Eladius the Bishop. Today also marks the martyrdom of St. Eladius, also called St. Hilarius or Hilarion, bishop of one of the countries of the East. One day, he rebuked the Roman Emperor Julian for worshiping the idols. The emperor replied, "If I am, in your opinion, an infidel, because I do not worship that whom was crucified, I shall make you also forsake worshiping." Then the emperor handed him to one of his officers and commanded him to torture Eladius without mercy for 1 year. When after a year of torture, Eladius had not turned away from his firm faith in Jesus Christ, a fire was lit in a pit, and the bishop was thrown into it, but no harm came upon him. Many saw this and believed in Jesus Christ, and the emperor ordered their heads to be cut off. Finally, they brought the saint out of the pit and ordered to cut off his head. Eladius delivered up his soul into the hands of the Lord Christ and received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The departure of Pope Cosmas, the 44th Patriarch. This day also marks the departure of Pope Cosmas I, who was the 44th Patriarch, in the year 446, Year of the Martyrs, which is also June 24th, 730 AD. He was from the village of Abiser. He became a monk in the monastery of St. Macarius. He was ordained against his will as patriarch on Sunday the 30th of Barumhat in the Coptic year 445, which is in March 729 AD. He did not cease since his enthronement from asking God to repose his soul quickly. God responded to his request after 1 year and 3 months of his enthronement. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The departure of Saint Abraham, Bishop of El Fayum. Also on this day, we commemorate the departure of Saint Anba Abraham, Bishop of El Fayum and El Giza. This was in the year 1630, Year of the Martyrs, which was June 10th, 1914 AD. This saint, whose name was Paul, was born in 1829 AD in the estate of Gilda, the district of Malawi, in the governorate of Manaya, to righteous parents. They brought him up in a Christian manner and sent him to a church school where he learned religious subjects and the church hymns. As he was a very bright student, Anba Yoab, the bishop of Sanabo, ordained him a deacon for the church of Gilda. His heart longed for the monastic life, so he went to El Muharik Monastery, where he was ordained a monk by the name of Paul Gabriel El Muharaki. He was 19 years old. He was meek, humble, and had a pure life, and he prayed much in seclusion. Accordingly, the monks loved him exceedingly. When Anba Yakubos, bishop of El Manaya, heard of him, he summoned him. He retained the young monk in the episcopate for a period of time, during which he promoted him to a priest. When he returned to his monastery, the monks, with a consensus, decided to make him abbot over the monastery after the death of their abbot. He was then promoted to archpriest or hegumen in the days of Abba Demetrius II, who was the 111th patriarch. He remained abbot of the monastery for 5 years, during which the monastery was a refuge for thousands of the poor. So he was called the father of the poor and the destitute. During his time as abbot, he did not spare an effort to improve the condition of the monastery spiritually and physically. He improved its finances by developing its agricultural land. As he increased his charity towards the poor, the orphans, and the widows, some of the monks became more resentful of him, for they considered these charitable works as squandering and extravagant acts. They complained against him to Anba Morcos, the metropolitan of El Bahira, who was the acting patriarch after the death of Pope Demetrius. Anba Morcos accepted their complaints and deposed him as the abbot of their monastery. Shortly after his dismissal, he left El Muharik Monastery and went to the monastery of El Baramus. Several monks from El Muharik Monastery also went to the monastery of El Baramus with the archpriest Bulus, Abba Abram, because they did not like the attitude of the complaining monks. He stayed there for some time, studying the Bible and teaching the monks. The abbot of the monastery of El Baramus at that time was the archpriest Ioanna the Scribe, who became later on Pope Kyrillos V, the 112th patriarch. In the year 1881 AD, Pope Kyrillos V chose and ordained him to be a bishop for the parish of El Fayum and El Giza. He replaced its reposed bishop, Anba Isaac, and was ordained with the name of Abba Abram. During his episcopate, he became famous for two attributes. The first, his charity to the multitude of poor that came to the bishopric residence. He gave them all that he had of money. He made the bishop residence a shelter for many of them. He offered clothing for those who had no clothes and food for those who were hungry. He never allowed anyone to offer him food that was better than that which was offered to the poor. Once he went down to visit the poor while they were eating and found that the food he was offered that day was better than that which was offered to the poor people. He became very sad and immediately relieved the nun supervising the feeding service of the poor from her duties. The second, he was famous for his prayer of faith. Many miracles were performed through his prayers on his hands. His fame was spread to all parts of Egypt and also to some parts of Europe. Many patients of different religions came to him seeking the blessing of his prayers and were healed. Anba Abram was well read of the holy books. He always gave to his visitors advice, instructions, and sermons, which showed the great depth of his knowledge. More important was that he possessed a pure nature and many virtues, particularly his severe denial of himself and his true renouncement of the pleasures of life and its vain glory. His food and clothing were just bare necessities. His ambition never looked up to the glory of higher ranks or positions. When the patriarch wanted to promote him to the rank of metropolitan, he apologized, saying that the Holy Bible did not mention any ranks in the priesthood except the ranks of the priest and the bishop. He was also straightforward in revealing his own opinion, looking only for the truth. He never gave any attention to the rank and greatness of people in higher places, for their greatness was far less than the greatness of the truth. For this reason, all the metropolitans and bishops of the church avoided his anger and sought to please him. Anba Abram departed to the heavenly bliss on the third day of Ba'una in the year 1914 AD. More than 10,000 Christians and Muslims walked in his funeral procession. His pure body was laid in the tomb which was prepared for him in the monastery of the Virgin Mary in El Izab. Many miracles were manifested through him after his departure, and his tomb became, and still is, a pilgrimage for many who have special needs or infirmities. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.